Welcome, everybody, to this episode of O365A. On tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about Copilot for Microsoft 365 readiness and adoption. So specifically using some reporting and analytics to assess how to get ready for the rollout of Copilot, and then how to promote and measure adoption. So with that in mind, we'll kick it off with looking at how do we assess who to deploy Copilot to. So, Michael, why don't you show us some tools and reports to help us there?
Absolutely. Like you were mentioning, I think the key is you get some pilot licenses for Copilot. Who should you target to unlock the feature set to? So if we go in the Microsoft 365 Admin Center under Reports and Usage, we have a new report area called Copilot for Microsoft 365. Clicking this will give you kind of that readiness assessment of how your users are using the Microsoft 365 apps. In my tenant, I have some trial licensing, so it's not detecting the prerequisites, but this would let you know, of the licensed users you have, you know, which licenses are available to work with Copilot as an add-on. Which of your users are on the right channels, update channels for the Microsoft 365 apps, so that you have the right build that will support Copilot. And then it actually breaks down the different areas within the Microsoft 365 side that Copilot can benefit and how your usage is going across that. Now, you can drill into specific users, but it does require that you are providing the data to your reports. And so that is under Microsoft 365 Admin Center, Settings, Org Settings, Reports. And we need to make sure that this concealed user data, or your data is not being concealed. And then, you know, obviously, depending on your organization, if that's allowed or not, by default, it is masked, so you won't get specific usernames. Turning that off will allow you to have details of how your users are using the different workloads, and you can target those users with your Copilot licensing. There's also a dashboard for usage. Kurt's going to show us a little bit later, much kind of more in-depth reporting tool that we can use to get some finer details on Copilot usage. There's just some simple summaries of, you know, enabled users, active user rate, but we'll go into the dashboard a little bit later. Before that, I'll pass it over to Dino to talk about the adoption score and then the improvements around adding Copilot to that.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So also in the reports under adoption score, once you've installed Copilot for at least one user, you should see, if you scroll down, a new tab that says AI Assistance, and it'll give you a score. It is a preview tab, and it'll give you a trend of what's going on in your organization. What you can do is kind of like cursor over the AI Assistance, and you can drill down into this report. And here we'll see basically an AI assistance score for your tenant. Here we're seeing a 25 out of 100 points score, kind of a trend. And what it's doing is calculating basically for everybody that's got a Copilot license, it's basing this score on any summarize or create task. So if you ask Copilot to summarize a Word document or Excel file or summarize a meeting, it calculates the score based on that. It also calculates based on doing any create prompting with Copilot. So both summarize and create are looked at, and that's what the score is based on. So here you can see, again, this is just a tenant with one user enabled with Copilot. So you're going to see 0 of 1 or 1 of 1 kind of thing, but you get the idea. And so haven't had anybody summarize a Teams meeting yet. I suspect this tenant is also using Teams Premium, and there's lots of summarization going on with that. So I'm still experimenting with whether summarizations in Teams Premium does impact the score. And to me, it appears it does. So that might be something to think about. If you're if you both have the Premium license assigned to a user, you might consider just using the Microsoft Copilot license as well, just to see if the score changes. But I think you get the idea of drafting a Word doc, creating a presentation, generating an email, rewriting a Word doc, that type of thing is looked at. You can also get some help on creating a survey, which you can send to your users and ask them some questions about how they feel that Copilot is helping them. And then what's kind of neat is you can click on this record survey results and enter the results of the survey into here. So you can, you know, on the 15th of February, we had a survey with 50 users, and here's what the respondents were in terms of what they thought of Copilot. And then if you hit update, it actually will put this data into that report that Kurt's going to show us in a second that you can look at. And leaders look at their dashboard, the Power BI dashboard. It should feed into that tab. So that's kind of interesting. And there's, you know, you can click to learn more to get more details on that. With that, I think I'm passing it over to Ab.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. So from the next step, I think, obviously, from an adoption perspective, you want to obviously empower your, you know, your adoption managers to, you know, have all the necessary information and documentation and stuff like that in order to get, you know, your end users the best experience. So if you go to adoption.microsoft.com, there's obviously a Copilot section in there. From there, there's definitely a ton of resources in there. So the first thing they have is sort of like a user onboarding kit. And then when you download that, basically it's a, you know, it's a 7-week process in order to, you know, publish or send emails and post items within Microsoft Teams so that you have, you know, better user adoption. And then they also have, you know, like the PDF that sort of goes with it with regards to like, what are the best days and times to do things? So, you know, email on Tuesday and then post Wednesday, Thursday kind of thing as well. But then if we go back into the website, it's really great because they give you sort of like an overview down sort of by like resource role, sort of, you know, all of the information or the content based on sort of the role that the user is in. So the first one is obviously just an overview. Next one is business user kind of deal. You know, what is needed sort of like for a leader. Adoption manager, this has, you know, a number of downloadable resources. So like the full adoption kit, you know, adoption workbook, rapid adoption guides, etc. So they have a lot of information in there that will help sort of the adoption manager start, you know, getting all the users involved. From an IT pro perspective, this is really good as well because it helps you understand, you know, where the data is and some of the things that the guys already talked about, like Copilot usage reports, how to enable usage, you know, where is my data stored, what is the, you know, oversharing that's currently happening within my organization. You know, obviously you want to go through a bunch of things from an IT pro perspective to clean up who has access to what data. Maybe they've left a group and they don't need access to this content, so you kind of want to have that included as well. And then how do you extend it as a developer as well, right? So that information is in here as well. And then if you just scroll a little bit further down, you know, there's obviously additional Art of What's Possible. There's a mobile application that you can install, and then there's some guides now that you can go to on how to build specific prompts. And then there's some, you know, tips on prompts, et cetera, as well. So I think, you know, obviously it's an amazing resource to have for an adoption perspective and for the end users and additional, you know, extending the capabilities of Copilot as well. So with that, I will turn it over to Curtis to give us a little bit more detail on the reporting side of things and the analytics.
All right. Thanks, Abib. That's really good stuff. So once you make these licenses available and users start to get lit up with Copilot, you start to drive adoption. Of course, your next question is, how is it being adopted? And specifically, we want to measure the impact that we have in our organization. So there's a couple of ways to do that. One of the ways I'm going to demo right now is the Microsoft Copilot dashboard, which is a free Power BI dashboard from Microsoft. It's in preview now. And I'll just say, in order to light this up, you have to go into your report settings. And Michael had showed this screen where you obfuscate the usernames. There's another setting there that basically you need to enable the usage data to be shared with this Power BI dashboard. So once you do that, it's a pretty simple installation. It installs in your Microsoft 365 tenant, the Power BI service, and it's ready for you to use. My tenant that I have for demo purposes isn't that interesting. So it does come with some sample data that's fully populated. So that's what I'm demoing here. So before I dive into the adoption and the impact, I'll just draw your attention to the first tab, which is readiness. So when we kicked this off, Michael was showing how we assess our readiness to deploy Copilot, specifically what users are sort of good candidates to be eligible for those first Copilot licenses. This readiness tab sort of sums that up at a high level. It allows you to quickly assess in your tenant how many users you have which have the prerequisite licenses and how many users are eligible on those update channels to receive the Copilot functionality. And then also, obviously, you want to deploy Copilot to users who are active in your M365 apps. So on the right-hand side, there's a really nice summary here of how many active users you have across the different Microsoft 365 workloads. That gives you a good idea on sort of how many Copilot licenses you'll need and sort of how much you could benefit from deploying this. Onto adoption. So as I said, your license are available, you start to promote it. The next big challenge is how do you measure it? So the adoption tab has a couple of really good insights. The first one on the left here, it just breaks out per Microsoft 365 application where Copilot is available, how many active users with Copilot have been active in those M365 apps over the past 28 days. So you can tend to think this as like the universe of people who sort of have accessibility to these features, like how much activity in your tenant is sort of available for Copilot usage. So it's a really nice summary. Then on the right-hand side, it gets a little more granular and breaks down specifically for Copilot, how many of the features are being used. And we've talked before, the two big use cases for Copilot are summarization and the creation of content. So that's what these two tabs are here. So you can see from a summarization perspective, this gives the unique user counts that have summarized the Teams conversation, summarized an Outlook email thread, summarize the PowerPoint presentation, and you can flip the metric over to actions per user, which is a very interesting metric. So you can see on average how many actions per user are being taken in those specific workloads. Likewise, we can look at in terms of content creation, how many unique users are generating Outlook email drafts with Copilot, how many are creating PowerPoint presentations. So it allows you to really drill in and see just how much these Copilot features are being used. So next up, there's an impact tab, which allows you to sort of measure all up how much impact this feature set's having in your tenant and in your organization. Of course, one of the big value propositions of Copilot is saving time. So this does a calculation in your tenant based on the usage of Copilot, roughly how many hours are saved across your Copilot user base in the last 30 days. So that that calculation is based on some research that Microsoft has done, where an average Copilot user says they save about 1.2 hours per week with Copilot. And there's a link to the research report. So, you know, this could be less, it could be more, but it's a good sort of watermark to measure the impact of Copilot in your organization. This bottom part sort of summarizes across your tenant all the different usage in the M365 apps that are available for Copilot. So it gives you an idea of if everybody started to use Copilot and all these different actions and the different workloads, just like how much you could have an impact even more in your organization. Lastly, the sentiment tab. So this ties back to the data that Dino would have entered in the part he showed with the AI adoption score. So you can send surveys to your users, and they'll hopefully reply, giving their assessment of how useful they think Copilot is, and the sentiment in terms of how they felt it benefit or didn't benefit their work. So once that data is made available, you can actually see a really nice summarization here in terms of, hey, do users think that it's helping improve the quality of their work? Does it help them complete their tasks faster? And ultimately, are they more productive? So another really good insight you can use to measure the impact in your organization. So with that, that is the Microsoft Copilot dashboard. And I think this is a really effective way, again, to just measure overall adoption and ultimately the impact in your organization. So those are some tools you can use to help gauge your readiness and your adoption of Copilot. Any final words from the O365 team before we sign off?
Oh, all good.
I think it's a great set of resources that are kind of out of the box. Some of them are free, and definitely use those resources to help drive the adoption of Copilot.
Good stuff. I think these tools are particularly useful just because Copilot is such a new feature set, and you really don't know how it's going to be used or how much it's going to be used. And of course, there's a license cost to it. So it's really important to measure that adoption. So good luck with your Copilot experiences, and we'll catch you on the next show. Thank you.